Well, I'm sitting here with Herb Stevenson at his home and office at Pebble Ledge Ranch. Herb, thanks for talking with me this morning.
Welcome. Thank you.
Herb, we were sitting here talking a little bit about the paradoxical theory of change. I'm wondering what it is.
Well, it's a core piece of Gestalt theory, at least as taught by the people who followed Fritz Perls, and it's implicit to Kurt Lewin's work as well. The essence of it is, it's saying is that the more we actually allow ourselves to be the person we are versus a lot of the external or socially imposed ways we're expected to behave, the more we actually change. So the paradoxical theory of change is that the more you more fully who you are, the more you will change. And that's why it's called paradoxical, because most of us are led to believe, well, I am being fully who I am, but they don't have the awareness of how various social customs, family culture, things of that nature have begun to dictate their thoughts, their actions, their values. And it's an interesting story. Arnold Beezer actually was a student of Fritz Perls, and he'd had a major health concern. I believe it was polio, but I'm not sure. But it ended up putting him in a hospital for an extended period of time. And in that struggle of not being able to do anything, when he finally relaxed, he realized that he actually started getting better. And not only that, but his whole process shifted. So his actual awareness of resistance and all of the beliefs that he has of how he should be working and up and doing all sorts of things, when he let go of those, it was an extremely freeing experience. And it then allowed him to transform his entire frame of reference of how to be in the world. So by more fully being who he was in that moment, he actually had a massive transformational change.
So instead of, in his illness, instead of trying to be something different and trying to not be sick, he just allowed himself to be
sick.
Allowed
himself to be sick, and then allowed himself then to go to the next step, which was, is how much do we do that in life? Mm-hmm. And that's when he realized that we have all of these influences that impact us. I can't remember the exact phrase that Fritz used, but Fritz is frequently something about you. It's a form of self-talk, and I can't remember that. He called it mind fuck. That's what he called it.
That was his technical term?
That was his technical term. Fritz loved four-letter words. I've never met him personally, but from what I understand. And the idea of mind fuck is that basically it's all the shit that you fed into yourself that's fucking you. Mm-hmm. And it's preventing you from being who you are. And so he would, in a lot of his more aggressive approaches at that time, was to get you to actually look at what are you not seeing about yourself that's defining you that was external.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the shoulds that we learn that are proper, according, let's say, religious values or family values. And so those constraints, when we actually release them by examining them, saying is, you know, that's not really who I am, and that's not what I want, and more importantly, it's not even what I believe,
mm-hmm.
It frees us. And we actually begin to live life in an ever-changing process.
We're about at the end of our time. Where would you point people if they wanted to learn a little bit more about this idea of becoming more fully who they are and learning more about the paradoxical theory of change?
Well, they could go on the internet and just type in Arnold Beezer. It's B-I-E, I believe, S-S-E-R. Or they could type in the paradoxical theory of change. There's his original article that he wrote. It's a short article. Is on the internet, and you can see that. I've written a more advanced theory at the Gestalt Review, which you could also find there.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.